The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha. In Parshas Lech Lecha, in Perek Yud Zayin, we have the mitzvah that was given to Abraham, a bris milah, to Mal, to circumcise himself and his son Ishmael. And included in this mitzvah is the ultimate mitzvah that he should Mal Yitzchok when Yitzchok would be born, because this was a mitzvah that was given to Abraham and all of his children. Avram ben Tishim Shona v'Seish Shoshonim. Avram was 99 years old, and Hashem came to him, and he said, "Ani El Shaddai Salek Lefone v'Heisomim. Walk before me and be complete. Ve'no v'risi b'ni v'inecho. I am going to give you my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you greatly." And Avraham bowed down to Hashem. "I'm giving you my covenant, and you shall be Av Hamein Goyim. You should be Av Hamein Goyim, a father of a multitude of nations. Father of a multitude of nations, of all of the nations. Lo yikore eide shimcha Avraham, lo yishimcha Avraham. And your name will not be called Avraham anymore." Avraham meant Avram, a great father, or a father of Aram. Aram Naraim is where the place where he came from. "But your name shall be Avraham." He added a hey to his name, which will mean ki av hamayim goyim nasaticho. He will be a father of all of the nations. "And I will multiply you very much, and nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from you. And this covenant, which will be between me and you, and your children after you, for generations, shall be forever." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions he will give Eretz Yisrael to your children. "V'atoaz b'rishis ishmor," and you shall always guard this covenant, you and your children afterwards. And this is the covenant, "Yimol lachem kol zohar," that you shall circumcise every male. And this covenant should be an oath bris. Again, it states bris. This covenant shall be a sign of a covenant between you, between myself and you. Actually, bris is mentioned in this parsha. The Gemara says, "Yud gimel pomim," 13 times. When you have a son and he's 8 years old, 8 days old, then you shall circumcise him. Yilid bois miknas kesev mikol beneicha ashelem izarachochu. Also, all of your servants, your slaves that you own, you must circumcise. Whether they are purchased or whether they are born to you, you must circumcise them. The Gemara darshins that the Jewish child is circumcised at eight days. By the slaves, there were distinction. Some were circumcised at 8 days, others were circumcised immediately, even at 1 day old. Yimol yimol yilid beischo miknas kaspecho. And again it states, you shall circumcise them. Ve'orel zocher asher le'imo es besar alosei. And someone who leaves himself uncircumcised, v'nichrasa nefesh ha'imei ameo, he shall be cut off from the nation, as brisi hefar, because he has broken my covenant. This is one of the only two mitzvahs essays, positive commandments that we find in the Torah, that carries the punishment of Kodesh. But if a person does not fulfill it, then he will be cut off from the nation. And this and Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of the Pesach. The Gemara darshins that the mitzvah of Milah, in regards to the Hebrew, the Jewish child, it has three facets. That first, the mitzvah is placed upon the father to circumcise his sons. If he doesn't, then he's not guilty of Kodesh. He doesn't receive the punishment of Kodesh, but he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Then the mitzvah is on Beis Din, which means Kol Yisrael. Since the father is not fulfilling it, then all of Israel is obligated to see that the child is circumcised. If they do not fulfill it, they're also not chayovim koras. There's not the punishment of koras. But then the child himself is obligated to see that he himself is circumcised when he reaches the age of 13. Till he's 13, there is no obligation on him because he's not bar mitzvah. He's not obligated in mitzvah yet. If one reaches 13 and does not see to himself that he is circumcised, then there is the punishment of Kodesh. See, of one who is Chayiv Kodesh. Actually, the Rambam learns that the actual Kodesh is only if he goes through an entire life without fulfilling the mitzvah. And also it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah on the eighth day. If for some reason you cannot or do not circumcise on the eighth day, then it's a mitzvah on the first possible date. And if still he is not circumcised on that date, then it's a mitzvah on every day on the child himself to see that he himself is circumcised. Then the Torah carries on. And it says where Hashem came and changed Sora's name also. Before her name was Sorai, which meant my princess. And it was changed to Sora, where she will become a princess for the entire world. And then at this point, only Ishmael was born to Abraham. So Hashem said that now Sora will have a son. His name will be Yitzchok. And you must fulfill the covenant with him also, and the whole covenant of the chosen nation will go through Yitzchok. And then the Torah tells us in Pasukhov Gimel, Vayikach Avram is Yishmael Benai. Avram took Yishmael, his son, and all all of the slaves that were born to him and all of the slaves that he had purchased. On that very day when he was commanded, he went and he circumcised all of them. And Abraham was 99 years old when he circumcised himself, and Ishmael was 13 years old when he circumcised, when he became circumcised. This is the mitzvah of Brish Milah. On this mitzvah, which is a very illustrious, well-known mitzvah, we can ask many questions, but we'll mention a few. The Rambam brings, in beginning of Perek Tes, of Melochim. He looks at Melochim. He says, Ashishat Vorim Nitztav Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was commanded in six mitzvahs. And he mentions them. Avodah Zarah, idolatry, Birchas Hashem, not to curse Hashem's name, Ashvichas Domim, murder, Gila Arayis, incest and adultery, Gezel theft, Valadinim, and to set up institutions, instruments of law enforcement to see that these mitzvahs are upheld. And this is how the world carried on for the first 10 generations. In the 10th generation, there was Noach. After the flood, Hosiv leNoach, Noach was given a seventh mitzvah, Eve Minachai. Shneimarach Bosa benafshi Dome leSechelu, which we learned about this past Shabbos, that he was given permission to eat flesh. The first generation, 10 generations, were not. Now that he was given permission to kill, to eat flesh, animals, and so forth, so he was commanded, but he must kill the animal first before he eats the flesh. He cannot eat flesh while it's still alive, or take it from a live animal. So we find that Rambam says, Sheva mitzvahs. There were seven mitzvahs. And this is how the whole world carried on, Achibo Avraham, until Avraham came. Bo Avraham, Istava Yeser al Elu Bemila. Avraham came along, that was in the 20th generation. He was commanded in the mitzvah's Mila. What do we see? We see that Mila was the first mitzvah given to Avraham, exclusively. And it was the first mitzvah that was given to Israel, because this mitzvah that was given to Avraham was states that he should keep it and his children afterwards. And it preceded the Taryag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs that were given at Sinai. So we can ask firstly is why was this the first mitzvah given exclusively to Avraham and his seed? And why did this mitzvah precede Sinai? Actually, the Gemara Darshan, David HaMelech, said, the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Tehillim, Sosa Nechi al Imrasecho, Kimeitzi Sholorov. David wrote, I rejoice on your Imrasecho, on your statement, on your command. It's like I have found great spoils. You come in, soldiers come into a city after chasing the people out, and they're very happy because they see so much coming to them. So did David say. So the Gemara brings, what was he referring to? David went into the Beis Hamerchatz. He went into the bathhouse. And he said, he became sad. He says, all the time I was surrounded by mitzvahs. Mezuzah bebeisai. Never to have a mezuzah in my house. In the bathhouse, you're not allowed to have a mezuzah. Tzitzis bebigdai. Tzitzis. Tfilin bereishai. Tfilin. He says, I'm oru mikol ha-mitzvahs. Come into the bathhouse, I have no mitzvahs. Then he realized the bris mila, and therefore he wrote Sosanechi al Imrosecho, that this brings me joy on your command. The Gemara says, it says Imrosecho, this is the Gemara in the beginning of Perek the Blessed the Mila in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says Imrosecho, Rashi explains there Amira Yechido, on your single command. What does it mean, single command? The command which was singled out before all of the other commands. All of the other commands were given later at Har Sinai, basically. This was singled out before. So that's one question that we have. Now the question is, why was not Adam HaRishon, the first man? He was given six mitzvahs, why wasn't he given this mitzvah also? Alright, we can understand he wasn't given the Torah at Sinai, but this was given before Sinai. So why couldn't he also be given this mitzvah, those generations, or Noach and his generations? Thirdly, the Gemara in the Dorim brings on the Aflamet Beis, Gedol Mila She'in Lecho Mi She'nisasek B'mitzvahs Ki Avram Avino. How great is the mitzvah of Mila? We do not find anyone that loved mitzvahs and occupied himself with mitzvahs like Avraham Avinu, and still leNikra Tomim, and still he was not called Tomim, he was not called complete until this mitzvah, as it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a mitzvah that will make you complete. And the Gemara also brings that when Hashem approached him, Rashi brings it, when Hashem approached him and he heard that I'm not Tomim, he became very much afraid. And Hashem said, with this mitzvah you'll be Tomim, you'll be complete. And the same that Rambam brings in Hilchas Mila Perigimel Alocha Ches. Gedelehi Amila Shalikar Avram Avinu Sholem. Avram was not called a Sholem. He was not called totality, Achemal, until he was circumcised. As it states, Yisalech Lefonai Ve'hei Yitomim Ve'en Mabrisi Beini Uveinecho. Brings this pasuk. What does that mean? That a person lacks tamimus, he lacks the totality until the bris milah. Another question. This mitzvah obligates us to make a physical change in our body. And this is something which I do not think we find in any other mitzvah. We actually have to make a physical change in our body. So this is itself. This itself demands an explanation. But in addition, why are we physically changing our body? What's the matter with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us? His Bria, his creation is perfect. Another question. This is not only a mitzvah of the Taryag of the 613. But this is also known, like we mentioned here, Bris, as a covenant. It's one of the exclusive single mitzvahs which are referred to as a covenant. Actually, this is why we make two brochas at the time of the Bris Milah. Asher kitchonu b'mitzvei tzivonu al hamilah, because it's a mitzvah, and lahachnise b'vseshel Avraham Avinu, to bring the child into the covenant of Avraham, that was made with Avraham Avinu. So what does this mean, that this mitzvah also carries with it the bris, the covenant? Another question, we see that this, the time for the bris milah is on the eighth day. Why dafke the eighth day? Then we can add another question. It's the custom that when we make a bris milah, we make a big party with it. What is the reason for that? We don't do that by all mitzvahs. At the time we take the mitzvah, the lulav, we don't make a party. When we put mezuzahs on our house, we don't make a party. By most mitzvahs we don't. Even though one could. But we don't see the consistency. We make a party at the time of a chasana, because it's for a number of reasons, it's a mitzvah to be misameach the chosen v'kala. But over here we don't have a chosen v'kala. Or it states, shoktu chachomim, al takonis b'nei Yisrael. The chachomim wanted that a bas Yisrael, daughter of Israel, gets married, it should be done with great joy and honor. But that doesn't apply here. We make a party on Shabbos and Yantiv because there are mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs of Tainuk Shabbos or Simchas Yantiv. But what is the purpose of the Sudas Bris Milah, of the party, of the feast that we make at the time of the Bris Milah? So these are a number of questions. Let's see if when we explain this mitzvah if we can answer some of these questions. First principle is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created the physical world, and He placed everything under the Shlita, under the control and the order of the forces of nature. This is known as the Teva. And as we see, nature basically controls the day-to-day ongoing of the world. The king of the Teva, the king of the nature, was the sun. Or HaGodol, states in the Maaseh Bereishis. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the great light, and He runs the world. You see, it's His magnetic force that keeps the whole solar system in order, that keeps the whole system moving and synchronized to the billionth of a second, keeps the seasons in order, gives energy to the world, gives growth to the world, gives warmth to the world. And this is the Teva. And the sun, He is the king over that. Now, this is what the sages refer to, the Chazal, as kol ma shetachas HaShemesh, everything which is under the sun. Ein chodosh tachas HaShemesh, nothing new under the sun, because all of the powers which were given to the world, the natural world, were invested into the world under the control of the sun at the time of the 6 days of creation. And now it carries on. This is the first principle. But now there's another principle. During the 6 days of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created another entity in the world, and that was man. And even though he was created during the 6 days of creation, which are the Sheshi Shemei Malocha, that's the Malechas HaTeva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this whole natural physical world of ours, and for that reason he also has to contend with the Teva, with the nature. He cannot just push the nature aside so easily, and he has to submit himself to all of the rules and the regulations of the natural forces. But he gave him a Maile Elyona. He gave him a higher dimension, a dimension that came from Lemala Min HaShemesh, not from Tachas HaShemesh, but Lemala Min HaShemesh, from beyond the sun, in order that he should have also the power not only to be ruled by the forces of nature, but where he will be able to rule the forces of nature himself. And in this manner, he gave him three particular gifts. And one was his guf, a special body, which he gave no other creations. A nefesh, he imbued him with a special life, which he gave no other creations, not that nefesh or odom, and a seichel ha'elyon, an intelligence which was so great that it could comprehend even Torah Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, which comes from the highest worlds by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a part of Hashem Himself. So this was the creation of man. He was created both within the Teva, within the natural forces, but also with a power to rule over the natural forces. Now we go to another principle. All of the creations that were created during the 6 days of the creation. We do not find basic changes in them, because since they are all have to submit themselves to the Teva, to the nature, to the natural forces. So just like we do not find basic changes in the natural forces, we do not find basic changes in them also. The sun always rises in the east and it sets in the west. The cycle of the seasons, the cycle of the moon, the cycle of the tides, the cycle of growth, these are all consistent. Basically, we do not find changes in them. So is it with all creations that were placed within the parameters of the natural forces. We do not find basic changes in them. The elephant is always the elephant. The lion is always the lion. The eagle is always the eagle. And so forth and so on. Man, who was placed within the forces of nature, but with a power to rise above the nature and to rule nature, in him we find changes. Because he's subdued by the consistency or the constancy of the natural forces. In other words, his life is not dictated to him by nature like all other creations, but he can dictate to himself his life, and therefore we find changes in him. We can find changes in him, we can find improvement in him. And these changes he can make through his seichel and through the nefesh and through the body that he was given. Bein l'tev, bein l'ra. Whether it's an improvement, whether it's good, or whether it's a churban, whether it's destructive. And this is what we know as the Keach HaBechira, where he was given the power of free choice in many, many areas of his life. And this is why we've mentioned many times that the Maral writes that when Adam was told to give a name to every living creature that Hashem created, and which he did, man himself was not given a specific name. But man was called Adam, which merely means Min Adama, that he came from the earth. And why is this? Because when Hashem wanted the name of the species, Moshe Meir El Etzim, he wanted the identity of that species. And Adam HaRishon, with this wisdom that he was given, his divine wisdom, he was able to identify the very core of each species. And he named them accordingly. The lion is the Aryeh, and the wolf is the Ze'ev, and the bear is the Ov, and the eagle is the Nesher. But when it came to man, he could not give. Even Hashem could not give man a name of the species other than Adam, Min HaAdama, because he's not constant, he's not consistent. Every man can change himself, every man can grow differently, and it would not be the proper name. Therefore, he was merely called where he came from. But what he's going to do with that, that depends on his Keach HaBechira, that depends on what he chooses to do with himself and his life. Because of this, we find something else which is very interesting. We find that all of the creations of the world, they take from the natural forces of the world the way it is, the way the nature makes it, and they live with it. For example, their homes. The lion, he'll find a home the way nature has made one. He'll go live in a cave, a den. The insects, they'll find homes in the leaves, in the trees, in the earth. The fish will be very comfortable in their homes, their natural homes in the sea. And the same when it comes with their malbushe, their clothing. Their clothing, they find a perfect clothing for themselves, exactly the way nature makes it for them. And the same with their food. They do not change in any way the way nature's made food for them. They will eat exactly what the forces of nature have made for them. And why is this? Because they are at the level of the nature, and therefore whatever the forces of nature makes for them is perfect. On the other hand, we find man that he doesn't live in a tree or in a cave. He'll take stone and he'll build a building with that. He'll take trees and chop it down and make wood, and from there he'll build himself a house. When it comes to his clothing, he's not satisfied with the clothing that nature made for him. So he'll shear a sheep, and from the wool he'll make clothing, or from he'll plant linen, flax, and make linen, or cotton, or he'll manufacture new types, and with all types of fashions. What is he seeing with the nature so much? And the same thing is food. He doesn't eat wheat. He'll take the wheat and he will thresh it and sort it and grind it and knead it and bake it, and then he'll eat it. He doesn't eat an animal after he kills it, but he'll process it. Now why is this? And man is the only exception. The answer is what we said, the knowledge place. Because all other creations are at the level of the nature, of the Teva. And therefore whatever the Teva makes for them is perfect. They're very happy with it. And they wouldn't be happy otherwise. But man was created to be also beyond the nature. And therefore what nature makes for him is not sufficient for his level. He has to improve on it. And how does he improve on it? He improves on it by investing in it his additional talents and abilities which he was given, which is beyond the nature. And therefore from the wheat he'll make bread. From a tree he'll make a house. And so forth. From flax he'll make clothing. So is it with man himself. Not only with his accessories, his food, his home, his clothing, but with man himself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Maila, an animal cannot change himself and he cannot improve himself. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Maila to man, this extra level to man, this dimension, where he has the Bechira, he has the power to improve himself, to change himself, he gave him this ability to improve, to bring to himself a dimension from another world. And that can be done in his body, in his nefesh, in his very life, and in his seichel, and his very intelligence. The Gemara in Masechta Nedarim tells us, Lamed Beis, the Gemara brings that we find Gimel Brish Hussein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made three specific covenants with Israel. One was the Bris Milah. Milah was called the Bris. One was Shabbos. Brisi Beinil Veinecha. And one is he made a Bris on the Torah, between Israel and the Torah. Maral explains that the Bris of Milah, that was the covenant that and the mitzvah that Hashem gave to man, where he can bring more sanctification to his body. The Bris of Shabbos, to bring more sanctification to his nefesh. We see Shabbos has to do with the living power of man, because it states on Shabbos by Yinofesh that his living power rested. When man works, he's constantly moving. And the power of this constant movement is the power that comes from the life which he's imbued with. Because when the life leaves him, he's daimon. He's silent and still. You see, a person is totally still, it's a sign of death. There's no life in him. And this is why when a person rests from work, it's called menucha. Menucha from the word noch means he stops. So Shabbos is the sanctification of the nefesh, and this is why it states vayinofesh. Torah is the sanctification, the elevation of the intellect, the intelligence of man. So what we are saying is that there are two levels to the world. There's the level of nature in the world, the teva, and there's a higher level which was also created, which is beyond nature. And this is what the sages refer to, Shlaim HaMelech refers to, Tachas HaShemesh or Lemala Min HaShemesh, beneath the sun or above the sun, because the sun was the greatest force of the nature. He's the king of the nature. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created a double tier world. Everything he put within the confines of nature, and they live happily together with nature. They're at peace with nature. They don't try to change it. They're happy with the food. They're happy with the clothing. They're happy with the caves and the leaves and the trees. They're at peace with nature. Man has a constant struggle with nature, because man was placed not only also under the nature, because he was created during the Sheshes Yemei Melacha, the 6 days when the natural world was created, but he was given also a power, a soul, to stand beyond the nature. And the others cannot, they don't try to change nature, and they cannot change nature. Man was given the power where he could, and therefore he has this constant struggle. And that's why he constantly has to improve on the nature, otherwise he doesn't satisfy his level. He cannot live in a cave, even though a bear is very happy hibernating there for 6-7 months, or whatever it might be. He cannot eat what they eat. He won't be satisfied with that. He has to invest his human abilities and talents that he was given beyond the nature. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to man the power to bring into himself not only physical improvements on what he eats and so forth, but to elevate and sanctify himself. Spiritual perfection, which will go far beyond the natural forces. Spiritual perfection in his actual body, in his actual nefesh or adam, and the seichel or adam. And on this he gave to Israel three brises: the bris milah, the bris of Shabbos, and the bris of Torah. Actually, a lot of this is described in the discussion that Rabbi Akiva had with Tunis Nufas. This was one of the Roman nobility. It's a medrash in Parshas Tazria, which there is brought the Bris Milah, because there it states that when Ishuki Sazria Vyolda Zohar, a woman gives forth a birth and it's male, so for 7 days she has laws of impurity. On the eighth day, you should circumcise the son. The Medrash brings Shaul to Nisrufus HaRosho. To Nisrufus, he was a Rosho and a wicked man, and he used to bother Rabbi Akiva a lot. So he asked Rabbi Akiva, Ezemaisim Noim, whose actions are more beautiful, more perfect? Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Shel Basar V'Dam? That of Hashem or that of man? Because he was sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deeds are far better than man. Amalei Shel Basar V'Dam. Rabbi Akiva says, man. Amalei Tonis Rufus HaRosho Risa Shemayim V'Oretz Yochalorim Nasas Ki Yitzabem. He says, did you ever see man be able to create the earth or the heavens? While Hashem can. So Rabbi Akiva said, Amalei Rabbi Akiva Leitem Ali B'Dov Yishu Lamala Min Abriyas Shein Sholtim Aval Elam Advarim Shein Matsuyim B'Bnei Odom. He says, from there is no, that's not a question, that's not an argument. Man has no shlita, he has no control over the heavens or the earth. He says, ask me something from where man has control over. Then he asked him another question. Amalei, lama atem ulim? He says, why do you circumcise yourself? Rabbi Akiva says, ani ayishya de'eshal dov zeh ato sha'alani. He says, I knew you were going to ask me this question. L'kach ikdamti v'amati loch. Therefore I already told you that ma'aseh odom no'im mishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We circumcise ourselves to improve on what Hashem made, because man can do something better than Hashem. He looked at him wondrously. So Rabbi Akiva brought shibolim v'gluskos. He brought sheaves of wheat, and he bought beautiful loaves of cakes and bread. And he said, which is nicer? You see that the cakes and the bread are more beautiful and are nicer than the wheat. The one is Maisa B'Neo, one is by Hashem and the other is by man. So you see that man can improve on the works of Hashem. Amalei Tunis Rufei Sarashim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reitza B'Milah Lama Eni Yetza Avlad Bohel Meimai. He still wasn't satisfied. So he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to improve on your physical body, so why didn't he create the child who is already circumcised? Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Lama Tiburi Yetzi Imai V'Utali B'Bitnai V'Imai Chet Kosei. Why is the child, when the child is born, there's a cord from his navel to the stomach of the mother, and the mother has to cut it? Why was he not, if it's meant to be cut, why wasn't he born that way? And this that you ask, why Hashem, why he's not created circumcised? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah latzara for Adam behem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave mitzvahs to man in order that man can perfect himself. It would be no chap. It's no big deal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perfect man. He created mitzvahs in order that man can perfect himself. And this is what David said, Kol imra seleikai tzrufa. All of the mitzvahs of Hashem come for the sake of perfection of man. Now, similar Gemara with a similar point is we have near the end of Gemara Masechta Pesachim, where the Gemara brings that after the chait of Adam Arishon that we learned in Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed the land, and he first told him that you will eat thorns, thickets, and so forth and so on. He told man, Esav Asoda, you will eat what comes out of the earth. And it states, Zol de'ein of Shel Adam Arishon, the Mois. Adam Arishon started to weep. And he said, he says, Ani v'chameri, yechum me'evas echot. I and my donkey are going to eat from one place, from one saddle. And he started to weep. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'zeh ha'pecha teich alechem. Everybody thinks B'zeh ha'pecha teich alechem was part of the curse. No, that was a barocha. The curse was what he said before, that you will eat whatever comes out of the land. When he told him, B'zeh ha'pecha teich alechem, which means that, all right, from the sweat of the brow. See, first he said, "V'kets v'darde." This is in Pasuk Yud Ches Bereishis Gimel. "V'kets v'darde tatzmiach lof v'achaltes esav asoda." That there'll be all kind of thorns and thickets, and you will eat from the grass of the field. Adam started to cry. He says, "Me and my donkey were going to eat together." So Hashem said, "All right, zeh sapecha teichalechem. You will eat bread by the sweat of your brow." That was a brocha. But that he was happy. Why? The Maral explains. Adam was worried about his level. If I'm going to eat exactly what my donkey's going to eat, this means that we are on the same level. I and my donkey. He lost his level. He lost his whole madrega. So he wept. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, all right, B'zeh ha'pecha teich alechem. He will eat the grass. You will take the grass, or you will take the wheat, and you will toil, and you will sweat with it, and you will make bread from it, and that's what you'll eat. What did he tell him? You will put a human investment into that, and you will elevate it, you will make it into something that the nature cannot make it into, because the nature does not have this human ability that was given to you. Nature was given the ability to produce wheat, wasn't given the ability to produce bread. And so with all of the food. You have this ability, and that's zeh sapecha, that's through the sweat of your brow, in other words, using your ability, using your ingenuity, using your toil, then you will improve on it. Oh, then he was very happy. See? So this is what we are saying here. That just like man was given the power and the ability in his physical life to improve on the nature, so was he given the ability to improve on his nature from spiritual perfection, to bring down a higher level of spiritual perfection to himself. And he had three avenues to do it in. To add spiritual perfection to the physical body, to the nefesh Adam, and to the intellect of the person. And three particular mitzvahs were given for this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called them covenants, because a covenant is something which binds two people together. Covenant is what you make with another person to unite the two. And this would unite Avraham and his children with Hashem, and the Bris Milah, the bris shel Shabbos and the bris that was given on Torah. All of the previous nations or generations did not come up to that level, from Adam Arishin to Noach until Avraham. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not give them this bris to bond they to him. They were not at that level to have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Avraham. When Avraham came, then he said, now you have risen to a level of perfection, and you can be like me now, and we will make this bris where you will be part of me. And in this way he was able to identify, this was the way he would come to tamimus, to totality, and be able to identify with Hashem. These three mitzvahs in particular, or these, they are not part of the 6 days of creation. Shabbos was given to the world on the seventh day because it was already on a higher level. Bris Milah, we find, is that the mitzvah is on the eighth day. The eighth day represents already a higher level, because eight already is beyond not only the 6 days of creation, but even Shabbos. The Gemara actually brings a Masechta in the Dorim, Gedele Bris Milah Mi Shabbos, that the Bris Milah is of even greater level than Shabbos itself. What's the proof? Because it's Deichas HaShabbos. What happens if a Bris Milah comes out, if the eighth day comes out on Shabbos? For one aspect, you're not allowed to break Shabbos, but on the other aspect is the mitzvah Milah. So the Gemara says Milah takes precedence, because it was even a higher level. This Kedushas Haguf, which sanctifies the physical body of man. And then there was Torah. The Torah was given later at a higher level. Now this is the reason why these mitzvahs preceded Torah, because these mitzvahs prepared the person for Torah. Also, it's brought in the Medrash Tanhuman Parshas Tazria also brings, excuse me, it's a Medrash in Emor. The Medrash brings that we find, it says that on the eighth day you should mal the child. So the Medrash brings a time, why on the eighth day? It says in order that the child should have a Shabbos first. He always has a Shabbos before his Bris Milah. If the Bris Milah would be, he has to have a Shabbos Passover. And that's why he's given, the bris is given on the eighth day. This is what we were referring to, because both the Shabbos and the Bris Milah is bringing a perfection to him, which later on prepares him at a later state for Torah. One final point. One of the questions we asked, why do we find that there is our custom to make a feast, a party, at the time of the Bris Milah? Actually, the Gemara dwells on that. The Gemara says, Kol mitzvahs Shekibla besimcha, Edain Eisin besimcha. Any mitzvah, if it was originally done with simcha when it was first given, we find that we still do it besimcha. Bris Mila was originally done with Simcha, therefore we first do it with Mitzvah. But then the Gemara says, where do we see Bris Mila was originally done with Simcha? So the Gemara brings as follows. When Yitzchak was born, which will be in the next parsha, it states in Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Ches Vayigdal Hayel Vayigomal. The child grew up Vayigomal, and the simple sense meaning of Yigomal is he was weaned. Vayas Avram Ishte Godel B'yem Higomel Es Yitzchok. And Avram made a great party on the day that Yitzchok was weaned. The Gemara brings in the Chazal, really we don't find that at a time when the child is weaned from the mother's breast that you make a party. So the Gemara dashens by Yigomal B'yom Higomel Hey Gimel. Hey Gimel has the numerical value of 8. It's not referring to the time he was weaned, but it was referring to the time of his Shmila. And Avram made a Mishte Godel, a great party. Not only was it great in quantity, but it states that Avram went and invited Gedeli Ador Shom, the greatest people of the generation. Shem was the son of Noach, the righteous son of Noach. He was a king of Yerushalayim. He was a great Rosh Yeshiva. Aver was a great Rosh Yeshiva. Avimelech was a king. He was the king of Gror and Plishtim. So you can imagine. Firstly, you invite kings, or the son of Noach. You're not going to have a little party. You can have a party which is worthy of them. And this was the Mishteh Godel B'yom Higomel Es Yitzchok at the time of the Bris Mila. Now there's the question. What did he make a party for? Who told him? Because Baruch Hu said he should circumcise Yitzchok. He didn't say go make a party. Who asked him to make a party? And such a big party. Where he's inviting the Gedeli Hador, the greatest people of the generation. Avram himself was a prince. The greatest of the generation. It could be when he himself mauled, he couldn't make the party because he was sick. He had a maul himself and he was sick. We see 3 days later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Mavakechela to visit him. But by Yitzchak, he makes a lavish, noble, royal party. Who asked him to make the party? The mitzvah was to circumcise it. So the Gemara says, called mitzvah, shekiblu besimcha, a mitzvah which was originally done with simcha. When Avraham heard about this mitzvah, and he heard his ramifications, that through this mitzvah, this is the block, the first block, that Yisrael exclusively will be able to improve themselves and bring a spiritual perfection to their bodies. And from there they go to Shabbos, and from there to Torah. And it'll be a bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this will be a covenant just between me and you, no one else. That's what a covenant is. Just between me and you. Avraham was so full of simcha that he went, he made a big party, and he even invited all the people that didn't even have anything to do with Mitzvah's Bris Mila to celebrate. So therefore, the Gemara says, Edai Nesin B'Simcha. This becomes an acquisition by Israel where they continue to do so. This is why we make constantly, you'll always find the many mitzvahs, we'll do the mitzvah, but we won't necessarily make a simcha. Although there is a right, a justification to make a simcha anytime we do a mitzvah. See? But on this bedavka, there's a great suda, and this is brought, the source is because from Avraham Avinu. And called mitzvah shekibla besimcha, edayin osim besimcha. So these are a few insights into this very illustrious and important fundamental mitzvah, the Bris Mila.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.